You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mount Sinai West, how may I direct your call?
Hi, I'm looking for Dinah Levine's room.
I have a Dinah Levine in cardiac care.
Great. Can you connect me?
Transferring.
Hello, Dinah's room.
Spencer, hi. It's Walt.
Yeah?
Walt. From the office.
What are you bothering her for? I told you she needs total rest.
I know, but it's been a week, and I'm not sure how much longer I can hold off the union and the clients and the phone company.
Do me a favor. Grow the hell up and figure it out.
I'm doing my best, but I don't actually know what I'm doing.
Oh, please. Nobody does. It's show business. And listen, if First Midwest Bank calls about the loan, put them off. Tell them Dinah's on her deathbed.
What? She is?
No, but tell them that.
Walt, honey, how did it go?
Your bypass? I hear it went
no,
well.
No, the Savage meeting. Did they make an offer on Jack Rabbit?
They said he and Natalie had good chemistry, but they do want to see him in person next week.
Thank God. I'm so glad I hired you.
You are?
Maybe not. I'm on a lot of drugs. What else have I missed?
We got an offer for Rashidra.
Yeah?
A commercial for a bone density medication. When I told them it was her first TV commercial, they were really excited.
Of course, because it means you have no leverage to negotiate.
What?
Did you not negotiate at all?
I didn't want to be rude.
Remember when I said I was glad I hired you?
Walter, hang up the phone.
Yeah, I should probably answer that.
Dinah, get back in bed!
Noah?
Hey, handsome.
Oh my God, I keep messing up here.
I'm having a tough day, babe.
Yeah, but just got a little better.
Stressed.
I had a really good time the other night.
Me too. Even though the food at that place still sucks.
Oh, it totally does. But the kiss goodnight did not suck. It didn't suck, I mean.
Sorry about that. I shouldn't have pushed it. I know we have a complicated relationship.
I'm glad you did.
Aw. Hey, I have a favor to ask.
Anything.
I need you to get me an audition for that new Marvel movie, Jackrabbit.
Funny.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Wait, you know that's like a huge project, right? They want like a star.
I know, but I have pretty sick numbers on Twitch.
What did your agent say?
Oh, I dropped them.
What? Why?
Because they don't like being called out on their shit. But the good news is, you're an agent now.
Assistant.
Still, I was hoping you'd work your magic. Everybody loves you.
I mean, we have Kirk Savage up for that, but, I guess. Maybe I,
Am I making you nervous?
A little.
And it's turning you on, isn't it?
A little.
What time are we meeting tonight?
Tonight?
I can't stop thinking about you.
Really?
Dude. You are gonna be the end of me.
Noah.
Walt. What time do you get off?
I'm done at 6. Wanna meet at Musical Mondays?
A gay bar? How retro.
Oh, it's fun.
Let's go somewhere more chill.
Are you still hung up about that?
You know my parents stalk me online, and they're church friends, so let's just not, okay?
Okay, fine.
Anyway, no more musicals. I'm repositioning myself. I have a brand now.
What if I cook for you?
Yes, can you make that fennel salad I like?
Mm-hmm, done.
Amazing. Okay, I gotta go pump up before my stream. See you tonight.
Hey, Rumi, favor to ask. Well, less of a favor, more of a statement, I guess. Remember Leslie, my old dealer who I occasionally slept with? She's in town from Berlin, and I really want to do a romantic thing in the apartment tonight, especially because she's booking DJs for that club Bergine, which is like number one on my bucket list. So all that means, I need the place to myself tonight. Cool?
Shit. Hey, Marty, so sorry, but I actually have a date tonight too, so I'm going to need my room, and I guess the kitchen because I said I would cook, but I can make enough for four. Cool? Dinah Levine Agency.
Walt, it's Pippa. I have an offer for Ben Davis on Relativity, the musical.
He got it? Oh, I'm so excited.
Brilliant. Hopefully he will be as well.
This must be that great feeling agents talk about when their clients book stuff. He didn't even think he was right for the role.
Are you trying to convince me to pull the offer?
What? No, I'm just saying it's a great honor. And to do it in London, wow, he's gonna flip.
Lovely. I'll send the offer through for Dinah.
Dinah, she's out of the office for a few weeks.
Everything all right?
She's fine, but she asked me to do, negotiation.
Oh, she did. Well, as it happens, there is little to no wiggle room on this one, so it's a sort of take it or not thing.
So if I asked for, say, more money...
I would have to move on to the next choice.
Then how do I negotiate?
You don't. Bring me a yes before the end of the day. Thanks, Walt. Wonderful. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
Sorry, buddy. We're going to be doing speed, so we won't be eating. I think I need to pull rank here. This is my parents' place, so it's kind of my call, and I need you out. Yeah. Besides, we're planning to get kind of messy on every available surface tonight, so...
Ugh. Ew. Shit.
Whoa, that was fast.
What do you mean?
You got me the jackrabbit meeting already?
Oh, no, not yet. But listen, my horrible roommate is taking over the apartment tonight, so I guess I'm coming to you. I'll bring food to cook.
That's gonna be tricky.
How so?
My roommate is really uncomfortable when I have people over.
That's odd. When did you get a roommate?
Oh shit, I'm supposed to go live in like a minute. I should bolt. Call me later.
You have one new message. Voicemail from unknown number. Hi, Walt. I hope this is you. It's Nicole Albert at Everglades Realty in Weston. We're holding a listing that your father's interested in for you, and we'd like to set up a virtual tour.
What the hell? Dad?
So what do you think? Three bedrooms, a shared pool, right on the golf course.
Dad, I do not want to move back to Florida.
What's wrong with Florida?
You honestly want me to answer that question?
How about if I advance you the down payment?
I gotta go.
You'll be down the block from me and your stepmother.
Love you, Dad. Hey, Tegan, what's up?
No hard feelings about Kirk, right?
Why would I have hard feelings?
Yeah, I guess you just started. What do you care if he leaves?
Wait, he's leaving? Like leaving town leaving?
Leaving the agency. What else is he supposed to do? The office is basically closed.
It's not closed. I'm here.
Yeah. Walt, I know she had a heart attack. Kirk knows. He feels awful, but he can't be represented by an almost dead person.
She's not almost dead. I literally just talked to her.
Well, she will be if she goes back to work. And Kirk cares too much about her to put her in that position.
Wait, this makes no sense. After all this time?
Vibe has clout. It's the right move for Kirk.
And he's sending you to tell me this?
I'm his agent now. That's my job. He's sending Dinah a note. But maybe you should give her a heads up.
Hey. Do you happen to know if he returned the laptop to the Apple store in Tahiti?
I have a Zoom starting. I'll look into it. Can you just take him off the client list and send over his quotes? Thanks.
Dinah Levine Agency.
Hey, it's Ron Robertson from First Midwest. I'm looking for Spencer Levine. It's about his line of credit.
First Midwest. Oh, right. I don't have him. Can I take a message?
He's pretty much at the end. So we're going to need some sort of payment today, or unfortunately we'll have to start seizing assets.
Whoa, it sounds like there's some sort of mistake. I'll definitely have him get back to you. Can I get your number?
He has it. I've tried to sell and email several times this week.
Well, it's probably because his wife is, dying.
Oh, God. I am so sorry.
Yeah, so maybe you could take it easy on a man who's about to lose his wife.
Yeah, I can't even imagine... Why don't we give it another week?
I was thinking, like, a month would be more realistic with all the funeral arrangements and everything.
Right, of course. Poor guy.
Excellent. I'll let him know.
And please tell him we're thinking about him. First Midwest puts people first.
Bless you.
Walter, what are you doing calling Spencer's phone?
Dinah, hey, how are you feeling?
They're starting me on a wonderful new drip. I don't know what's in here, but it's definitely working. How are you, sweetie?
Good. Good, really good. Is Spencer around? I do need to talk to him.
He's downstairs getting coffee. What's happening?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Just some boring bank stuff.
Once Jack Rabbit comes through for Kirk, it'll be a new chapter for all of us. We'll have marble money coming in.
Right.
Kirk is such a good boy. Oh, I don't know how I'd do it without him.
Do what?
Survive.
I'm sure you'd be totally fine. I mean, you have like 50 clients.
Yeah, who collectively make less than a nurse at this hospital. Oh, sorry, Chad. It's no offense.
But you know you'd be fine, even if Kirk did leave the agency. You've been in this business how long? You're a legend.
If Kirk what?
I just meant you don't give yourself enough credit.
Well, this drip is strong.
Okay. I hate that I have to tell you this while you're in the hospital, but I just spoke to Tegan, and according to her, Kirk is jumping ship. He's going with her to Vibe. I know it sounds like a disaster, but I truly believe it's for the best. Think about it. Now we can focus on launching new talent, fresh faces, like you did at the beginning with George Clooney, remember? Remember how good that felt? Isn't this the next chapter you've been looking for? Dinah? Dinah? Dinah, are you there? Okay. Bye?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
And now back to Rolling Calls.
Dinah Levine Agency.
Hey, Walt. How you holding up?
Farrah, hi. Holding up?
Alone in the office?
Oh, fine. I'm figuring things out.
Because I got an email from Tegan about Kirk Savage. I thought she left the agency.
She did.
So why is she calling me about moving Kirk's meeting to the end of the week? Oh, shit. Really? Isn't he like Dinah's biggest client?
It's awful. I feel like it's all my fault.
How could it be your fault? You just got there.
And managed to bring down a 30-year-old agency. I'm such an idiot.
I'm sorry, dude. Welp, I guess I can cancel tomorrow's appointment with Natalie Portman, then.
Unless...
Unless what?
Unless Bruce wants to meet the next Kirk Savage.
Grant Gustin?
Noah Pitt Gilford.
Say what?
He's a huge streaming star. I'll send over the link now.
Oh, he's hot. He would look good in that costume. What's he done?
He just finished a show with the Old Globe. Very prestigious.
All right, fine. Have him come tomorrow.
Oh my god, you're amazing. I owe you my firstborn.
I'm only doing this because every time I talk to you, I get really sad.
Oh, thanks?
Hey, it's Noah. You know what to do.
Hey babe, I know you're doing your stream now, but call me immediately. Guess who's reading with Natalie Portman tomorrow? Okay, call me.
Hey, listen, I'm feeling a little guilty about tonight, so why don't you knock $20 off your rent this month, okay? You're welcome. Hey, have fun with your dude tonight.
Hey.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You're in tomorrow at 2 with Natalie.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. I need to go shopping.
Do you want the script?
This is so freaking cool.
I know. I feel like such a badass.
Wait, why do you feel like a badass?
Well, I got you the meeting.
Hey, I don't have to memorize anything, do I?
I would, if I were you. Oh, should I send you the script now, or...
Smart. Okay, I have a shit ton of work to do.
Like, read the script. Natalie is very detail-oriented.
Shit, I don't have a printer.
Come to the office. I'll print one for you.
Okay. Yeah, okay, good idea. Oof. My anxiety is through the roof.
This is nothing for you.
You think so? I can't feel my hands.
Remember when you had to go on for George in our town sophomore year with no rehearsal? Remember what I said? Even your worst is better than most people's best.
You're right. Yeah, you always know what I need to hear.
So, come to the office and we'll work on this together.
Okay, cool. I'll be there soon. Holy shit, I can't believe I'm reading with Natalie Portman! Okay, I'm going. Love you!
Oh my god.
Hey, best friend.
He said it.
I'ma need a little more context.
Noah just told me he loved me.
What does he need from you?
Nothing. What are you talking about?
He just said it. Out of the blue.
Well, I did get him in to read for a Marvel movie, but I don't...
Walt!
Amanda!
I just want to say, as your friend, protect yourself. Promise me you won't sleep with him.
Sleep with him? No, please.
I know you want to. But resist.
You are such a mom.
No, I care about you. You need to meet other people.
I meet people, I do.
By the way, congrats on Ben Davis's job in London.
How do you know about that?
Our old music director, Ethan, played his audition last week.
That's hilarious.
He said Ben was so good, they canceled the rest of the day.
They did?
He's their only choice.
Oh, that snake. Pippa said they were going to move on to their next choice.
She's negotiating.
Right.
Call her bluff. Apparently the producers are loaded.
Then why did she tell me they had no money?
Every rich person says they have no money. That's how they stay rich. Duh.
Speak of the devil. Can I call you back?
After my hip-hop class.
Thanks for the info. You might have just saved my job and this company.
I got you, boo.
Hello, Pippa.
Walter, do you have a yes for me?
I don't know. Do you have more money for Ben Davis?
I wish we did, but you know how tight things are now. The budget is minuscule. Lilliputian. We're all working for scraps, but the exposure is going to be blinding. Everyone in London will have eyes on this show, and your client will be at the center of it.
Pippa, I hate to do this, but I think we're going to have to pass.
Seriously?
It's too bad we couldn't make this one work.
Can I speak to Dinah?
I'm sorry, I don't have her.
Ouch.
Now, if somehow you could double what you're offering, put him up at the Savoy with a car and driver, and guarantee over the title billing, I could give you a yes right now.
That's insane.
Why don't you ask the producers how they feel about moving on to the next choice?
I'll have my office send over the paperwork.
And first-class airfare for his girlfriend?
Walt, don't push it.
You know what? You're right. He should stay in New York and play the Phantom instead.
Virgin Atlantic, okay.
Lovely. Thank you, Pippa. Yes! Yes! Motherfucking yes! Yes, yes, yes! Ben Davis.
Walt, hey!
You must have ESP. I was just about to call you.
About the show in London?
Isn't it awesome? I got them to double their offer and fly Charlene over first class.
Damn.
I know, right? I was a little apprehensive since I hate to ask for money normally, but this was like so easy. I thought about that scene from How to Succeed when he pretends to know what he's doing, and I thought, we're all pretending here. No one actually knows what the hell they're doing. We're all just taking our best guess. You know?
Dude, I have a Tony honor and have starred in 7 Broadway shows.
You know what I mean. Anyhow, it's a really good deal. You're even staying at the Savoy. Like, where Gilbert and Sullivan wrote Pirates. How psyched are you?
I wish I could say yes.
What do you mean? You already did.
I don't think so. I think I'd remember that.
I mean, I said yes for you. It was such a good deal. How could I not?
Because I just told the producers I'd come back to Phantom.
But you said you wanted to do new material.
Wait, why would you not check with me? Dude, I'm not doing it. Grow up.
Shit. Donna Levine Agency.
I'm calling from the law offices of Stever and Wood for Dina Levine on a recorded line. Do I have your permission to proceed?
What is this about?
I'm calling from the law offices of Stever and Wood for Dina Levine.
Representative.
On a recorded line.
Representative.
Do I have your permission to proceed?
Yes.
Do I have your permission to proceed?
Shut the fuck up!
I'm sorry you're having trouble. Why don't I connect you to a representative?
This is Janelle. How may I assist you?
I don't know. You called me.
There's no need for that tone. I'm calling to inform you that we have been retained by the Actors Union in a formal complaint against the Dina Levine Agency. This is your official request to turn over all financial recordings for a detailed audit beginning this week.
I'm sorry. You're breaking up. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Ma'am, please don't pretend you can't hear me and then hang...
Spencer, are you with Dinah?
No.
Good, because I have to...
I'm about to get on a plane to Vegas for a couple of days, so I might be hard to reach.
Honey, they're boarding our row, and I don't want to name check this thing.
Who's that?
It's my agendas. We're going to a dental convention.
Oh.
Now, listen, do me a favor. Don't bother Dinah with anything. If it's an emergency, figure it out. Now, I'm going to board before all the overhead bins are gone.
Wait. I need to talk to you. Hello?
Delivery for Walt Mendez.
Come in. Door's open. Noah?
You got that script printed out?
I haven't had time. I'm alone here and...
That's okay. It's okay. You're a big agent now. You have a lot on your plate.
You have no idea. I feel like I'm barely holding it together.
You need to decompress. You want a Klonopin?
No, thanks.
How about a kiss?
We're at work. It's a little weird.
This is work. We have a whole script to read together. In the meantime, I thought maybe we could start with some contact improv.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Come here.
Don't you think it's smarter to take it slow at this point? I promised Amanda I'd work on my boundaries and...
Lock the door.
Okay.
Rolling Calls is written by Gordon Greenberg and Steve Rosen. Directed by Gordon Greenberg. Sound designed and mixed by Bart Fassbender. Dialogue edit by Brett Ashley. Produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, and Kimberly Garris for the Broadway Podcast Network. Line produced by Mary McGowan. This podcast is executive produced by Liz Armstrong and produced through Gotham Fiscal Sponsorship's Sound and Light Project. Special thanks to Open Jar Studios. Make sure to visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com for more radio comedies, dramas, and interviews with the biggest names on Broadway and beyond, plus special behind-the-scenes, red carpet access, and more. Rolling Calls celebrates the Entertainment Community Fund and Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS and thanks them for all they do on behalf of the theater community. This episode featured Jill Abramovitz, Ben Davis, Julie Halston, Richard Kind, Jeff Crady, Andrea Macaset, Brittany Mack, Mary McGowan, Luis Miranda, Den Rosales, David Rossmer, Scarlett Strallen, Wesley Taylor, and Catherine Wake. For more information on the cast and creative team, visit bpn.fm/rollingcalls.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.